Let's talk about Invincible, More Superpowers, episode 5 of season 1, That Actually Hurt.
So good.
We actually see our first time that Mark gets the crappy out of him at the end.
So good. So good. This show is so good. This show is so good. It's a very good show. My favorite part about the show is that it's very good. Because you have powers that aren't familiar. Like I suddenly discovered like 10 full minutes today just contemplating that duplicate's power is just to die a lot. She's really good at dying, and it's one of the most important powers ever. And then, you know, it's like, let's throw you a bad guy that's made of magma. Great. Let's throw you another bad guy that turns into stone, but is also a good dad, but also is only in it to take over the city. Let's weirdly have whatever the main dude's dad is, fake Superman.
Omni-Man.
Omni-Man. Let's just have him increasingly, it's implied that the whole reason they're messing around with Mark is so that they can crack the secret of how to kill Omni-Man, because what they're not saying between the lines is Omni-Man is ruling the planet and they need to fix that. It's great. I love that robot looks like an old grandma. There's nothing I don't love about this show. It's amazing.
It had good twists and turns, right? It would lead you into thinking something was one way, reveal it was another way, and then reveal that even that way was a feint, and that actually Rock Armor Guy just wanted to take over, because that's the only way to really secure your daughter's future. There's lots of things like that, and I think the real motivations for Omni-Man are still very shrouded, and I'm very interested in what they are. The fight scene here was also really good. This was an amazing battle where you thought it was going to be one-sided, then you thought it was going to be one-sided the other way, and then the battle swung back and forth to a credible end that was then subverted right toward the end. And yeah, man, what was his name? Beast?
Battle Beast, I believe.
Battle Beast. Woo!
Yeah, he's just like that. There's no honor in squishing bugs. Yeah. I'm out of here.
I'm out.
Whatevs.
Yeah.
the Monster Girl as a character is just fascinating to me. I mean, she was certainly very messed up by the end, but they've also established that heroic life-saving technologies exist. Was it firmly established that she was dead? Or
they made it seem like she was shadier than it appeared to be, and I believe again that a lot of the superheroes who have died will come back to life.
Yes. Okay.
I do not think you are right about the superheroes that died earlier. There is no indication that would happen. I would be shocked if that happened, and I feel like you're just pulling that out of nowhere.
My only backup
let me finish.
Okay,
like I will be very disappointed if it does happen, specifically because then you'll get to say you were right, and I still don't think you have any basis for being right. It would just be accidental.
My reason is that, especially in this episode with Monster Girl, they're like, I don't it's a loose thread, the idea of like she's being sneaky or not being honest about her powers. I think we saw so much of the original team in the first episode, and character design and animating is so expensive that it would be weird to do all of them for one episode and kill them off.
The characters were already designed in the comic, though.
But they
made a whole thing of like picking up all the corpses and applying jet, like put them in a trash bag if you're not going to be able to save them.
My only counter to that is that all of the Guardians of the Globe were one for one Justice League members. It's because of that, I believe they're truly dead. Now, anybody else is fair game to bring back, because those are quote unquote original creations of this intellectual property.
I just think from a writing and narrative structure that it would be cool. It would be really cool if these were completely gone out the window at the
and
time.
And then they all came together up against Omni-Man at the end.
I think it would be cool if I was wrong. I think it would be really cool to just they're not.
But here's my prediction. Yeah. And again, people who've read the comics are like, shaking their heads, laughing at us, whatever, right? They know where this is going, and we haven't read the comics. But I think where it's going to go is all of the bagging and collecting was part of the same reason that they're studying Mark, part of the same cat and mouse game between Cecil and Omni-Man. And so those bodies are being studied. I don't think they're going to come back alive. I think they're being maybe, you know, kept alive for DNA testing. And when I say alive, like, you know, just sort of juice rolling through them so that, that they don't spoil like meat.
Right. Like stuck on respirators or what have you. Yeah.
I could see something like that, but I don't think they come back as superheroes.
Cecil is increasingly interesting to me.
Yeah. He's also, hiding more than we know.
Also, what's his name? Damian Darkblood can't come back fast enough. like he's my favorite character in the entire thing.
I thought we were going to get him back in this episode somehow.
There was a hint of that at the end of last episode where it's like somebody had the cold breath moment and it's like, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah. Because he's not dead. He's just in hell because he was always dead.
That's right. But that means he can, you know, look, he got out of hell once to go solve crimes. He can do it again.
Exactly.
Highest rating. Mark lives? Highest, maybe my favorite thing we've watched in 2021.
Does Mark have to change his name now? Because he's not really invincible.
No, he is invincible. That's the whole point of the end of the episode. The blood doesn't die.
Yeah, blood, that's true.
So wait, invincible means that you don't die?
Yes. Invincible. Yes.
Yeah.
Like he could be on life support and never move again and he would still be invincible.
I mean, yes.
Literally. I think that feels kind of vinced to me if that were the case.
Super healing's a part of this. You got to believe. I mean, Brian and I are sharing the exact same looks about this.
Oh, no. This is me taking two steps back and watching you two face off. I'm enjoying this.
You think that he is, let's say, mortal or, you know, killable?
I think Mark getting the crap kicked out of him to where he couldn't defend himself anymore feels like being vinced.
I think you already nailed a good point in that there's a difference between kind of a full and enriched life and maybe being alive on life support for sure.
But he's not going to be alive. He's coming. He's going to heal. He's going to come back next week. So it's an academic point.
But I like that we keep seeing all of the bounds and both sides of the line of life and death between all of these superheroes.
That part's really good.
We talked about good action scenes in Falcon and the Winter Soldier this week, but this episode of Invincible, I was hooting and hollering. These are such great fight scenes.
Yeah.
Like just brutality, I guess maybe bloodlust, whatever, but
might
like,
be over the top for some. Sure.
But we don't see that. I mean, we don't see, you know, talk about grim, dark superheroes, but this is actually like gory and violent. I don't know.
It's very, very, very good. It's a very good show.
Good show.
I'm very excited.
And we only have three more episodes left of this.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. That is Invincible, episode 5, season 1.